Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Janoris Jenkins is one of the number is frightening. The number of people who will respond to criticism by using a word that is just a vile slur. And it is used by people who normally in life are decent people. It still stuns me how often I will have to say to someone who I like, don't say that word. I'm not kidding, Shaletta. 5 times a year, I bet, is the over-under, the number of times I will have to say to somebody, why are you using that word? And pretty much every time it's, I'm sorry, I blew it, I'm wrong. But Janoris Jenkins was busy patting himself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's tweeting out his stats and pointing out that he hadn't given up a touchdown since week 3. In that game, Janoris, by the way, allowed 3 touchdowns to Mike Evans. So that wasn't a good game. And Janoris then responded to somebody on Twitter. What a shock. Somebody on Twitter is going to go after somebody.
Right.
How many of those stats contributed to any wins? Hashtag none, hashtag irrelevant.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's towards Janoris. And then Janoris responds, I only can do my job, .. R word.
That's, really?
That is what, how he responded. Then his explanation was about how he grew up.
I don't want to hear that.
How he grew up, and that is what he was exposed to, and that was his justification for using this disgusting word. Give me a bleeping break. I don't care how you grew up. I don't care where you grew up. I don't care how perfect it was, how awful it was. And for many individuals, it's the extremes. You can show respect and decency, including to so many individuals who, for some reason, were born in a manner that they intellectually cannot defend themselves like you can. And so what we should do is we should take this awful, horrific, demeaning, belittling criticism of these individuals and use it against others to demean them with the overtones. The Giants responded today, and they waived him.
Oh.
They cut him.
Oh, wow.
They cut him.
Oh.
Now, he's not playing great football. Let's point that out. And he has been hurt. I would be more impressed if it was somebody who was really essential to your team, Shaletta. It was like one of your stars said this, tweeted this, and then really didn't apologize. Just said, hey, just how I grew up. Because it's easier to do it this way, but it doesn't happen often where a team responds in this manner. Pat Shurmur, the former Vikings offense coordinator, had met with Jenkins Wednesday after the comments, and that at the time, again, Jenkins' refusal to admit what he did was wrong. Okay. Shurmur said, this was an organizational decision from ownership to management to our football operations. We felt it was the best interest of the franchise and the player. Obviously, what happened this week and the refusal to acknowledge the inappropriate offensive language was the determining factor. Giants players found out that Jenkins released in the locker room before their morning practice. They were well aware of the comments and saw his interview on Thursday. Jenkins appeared to react to the news in a tweet Friday morning before later thanking the organization. His first tweet to show again this guy is completely clueless. And again, I apologize. I've been battling a cold for too long. Best news ever. .. Thank you.
What in the world? So he don't want to work?
Yeah, he's just a fool.
He's going to be at the Home Depot with Delonte West. Let him keep on.
And then he added a couple hours later, thank you. I just want to thank the organization for the opportunity. Good luck to my brothers and remain a giant again. My fans know my intentions are always pure and genuine. Again, no, they don't. No, they don't. Because you didn't apologize. I would have been mad still. And I would have felt like, really? This comes out of your mouth so easy? But at least if you would have owned up to it. So, yes, my antenna is higher because of Quinton. And, yes, Shaletta's antenna is higher because she has three children on the autism spectrum. But I can assure you my antenna was high before, and I can assure you, knowing what a great person Shaletta is, it was with her. And it is 2019, ladies and gentlemen. And we're allowed to evolve. The word never should have been in the lexicon of people before. It never should have been accepted before, because part of what I tweeted out is it to me, it's stunning in many ways, Shaletta. Part of what bothers me the most is how some people will say, some person will say it, and sometimes somebody who's normally a decent person in a lot of ways, and then other decent people will hear it and either laugh or they won't say a damn thing.
Oh, no. No. You got to call that out.
Oh, you know I do, and I have no doubt
yeah,
you do.
You got to call that out.
My tweet yesterday on this was, let's try this again. I don't care where you grew up, how you grew up. You have no excuse for using the R word. So many people still use it and come up with an excuse, or even worse, it's accepted and nobody says a thing. Don't ever say it again. Show decency. It's easy. So when you hear about this story, what do you think?
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying his excuse. You know, and you know what happened? One of his handlers got a hold of his Twitter account and sent that second tweet out. Yep. You know, thank you for my fans and the right. Vikings, I mean, the Giants organization. He knew exactly what he was saying. The first tweet he sent out was from his heart. He wasn't sorry he said it. He's saying it again. A little bit less money in his pocket while he's doing it. And I applaud them for letting him go. Because even though guys are not the greatest athletes, you know, they'll just overlook it. You know, it's a personal matter. It was his personal Twitter page. That's, you know, a personal something or another that he did. But they took a stand and said, you know what, this is wrong, and we're not going to stand for it. So I really appreciate that. But, you know, when I hear it, it's from older people, like much, much older, like, you know, folks that have just got to die off, you know. And you can't teach them anything because they're over 90 years old.
I wish it was only 90, Shaletta. I hear it for more than that.
Oh, my God.
I really do.
I just can't believe it.
I do. And I don't understand how smart, successful, normally kind people will use this word when they never, ever would think of using other words that we also acknowledge are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And certain words can mean more to everybody. I get it for certain reasons. But this should be an absolute no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that difficult. And if you've ever used it before, don't again.
Right.
If somebody says it, call them out. You don't have to start screaming at them. You don't have to start yelling at them. Just remind them how offensive and derogatory this word is.
Hey, that's not cool.
Yes.
Don't say that, dude. Just, you know, hey, man, really?
Yeah. Whatever is natural to you.
Yeah.
And by the way, if the person pushes back, push back a little stronger.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take text on this topic if you'd like to chime in. Or a phone call, 651-989-9226. 1249, that's the Linda's Construction Time Check. Time to call for a free estimate on Infinity by Marvin Windows.
We got to take a news update at 50.
Oh, let's do that right here, because we have the vote on impeachment that happened hours ago, to the surprise of no one, straight down party lines. Let's hear from CBS and where we go with impeachment next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.